Hey, welcome back to the Beauty Standard, brought to you by Urban U, Modern Beauty and Wellness. This is Nicole Gregory. Today, we're going to talk about Kegels. Yep, we're going to talk about them. Mary Ellen Ryder, she's the co-founder of YarLap, the wellness device that treats urinary incontinence and improves sexual performance through muscle control. Mary Ellen spends a lot of time researching and finding out what's new in the pelvic floor world. She does speaking events and she talks through social media. So you've got to check her out. She definitely is empowering women by her device, YarLap. She works with her father, who is also a leading voice in this area of pelvic floor and sexual tech wellness space. If you've done Kegels before, you know how hard they can be and be consistent with, do them right. There's a lot of things out there that give you some guidance. Mary Ellen found a device or discovered, created a device that kind of does it for you. So take a listen and we'll talk to you in the backside.
Get a free tanning mitt when you purchase any Tanceuticals self-tanner on Urban U for Me. Starts March 1st until the end of the month. Welcome to The Beauty Standard with your host, Nicole Gregory, Urban U CEO and medical spa industry key opinion leader. A podcast where we bring you thought leaders, experts, and trailblazers who are setting the standard in the beauty and wellness industry. We bring you the latest trends straight from the source before they go mainstream. So grab your coffee or wine, come relax with us, and be prepared to be inspired.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Beauty Standard, brought to you by Urban U, Modern Beauty and Wellness. Today, we have someone on that I'm not sure I ever thought I'd be interviewing, but I'm really happy we are. And it's Mary Ellen Ryder. She's the co-founder of YarLap. Hi, Mary Ellen. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I say I'm not sure to ever be interviewing only because I grew up in an age we didn't talk about things like this, Kegels and, you know, strengthening certain areas of our body, just like we're not talked about, but it's become such, and that's how I found you, because I was Googling for one of our products that we're looking at, our experience boxes. I was Googling like, who's out there doing interesting content around Kegels and the pelvic floor, strengthening it. And you came up right away. So tell everyone about who you are, what you're doing, and how you came up with the YarLap.
Yeah. So my name is Mary Ellen, and I am one of the co-founders of YarLap, which is a FDA-cleared medical device to treat urinary incontinence. I know that's a mouthful, but basically what we're out here doing is just trying to teach women about the pelvic floor, where it is, why it's so important, and getting that conversation that's usually hush-hush out in the open and really discussed about. So that's what I'm out here doing. That's basically what I do. I eat, breathe, and sleep YarLap. So,
it's a great profession to be in. I mean, honestly, again, you know, women's sexual wellness has just come to the forefront more and more as of recently. And I think you're in a great space at a great time. What made you decide to go in this area? Like, what was the caveat that threw you into it?
So my dad is my other co-founder. So it's the two of us. And he is a medical device engineer. He helped design and create the device that is used for the national healthcare system in Great Britain, Germany, France, Scandinavia. And we had a close family friend who I like regarded as an aunt, you know, the Midwest situation where it's not really blood related. Anyway, she had
auntie.
Yep. She had a weak pelvic floor. She had incontinence to the point where she basically turned into a hermit because she wouldn't go out anywhere. She knew she had a time limit of when she could go to the bathroom, and it wasn't enough time to actually go out anywhere. So she shut herself in. And we believed that very naively that the United States would have something similar that Europe does in strengthening the pelvic floor. Come to find out there was nothing readily available over the counter. So we had the resources to do that. We had dad's background. And after years and thousands of pages of FDA documentation, it wasn't an overnight process, but after time, we brought this out and she's back to doing her normal thing, back to doing classes and everything like that. And I jumped on board when that happened, but also when my dad looked at me and said, do you want to do this? And I laughed in his face and said, no, because I don't want to do something that only happens to, you know, older people. It turns out that's a massive myth.
Right.
He called me out on it. And he said, just do a little bit of research. And I went down this rabbit hole of women's sexual wellness and how it's never talked about, and how people like me originally thought that it only happened to older women. Turns out it happens to women in every single age group. Mm-hmm. And it's really all about the tone of your pelvic floor. And here I am now, standing on a soapbox telling everybody to pay attention to these muscle groups.
Again, something that I never thought I'd be talking to someone about that I didn't, you know, maybe my mom, my sister, some good friends, like that's something you kind of talk about, but it's become very mainstream. If it hasn't in someone's world yet, it will become. They're going to see more and more of it. As for me personally, again, we are doing some research for one of our experience boxes, and we want people to have this availability to content of, you know, this is an area that's concerning me, because as you said, people hold back and they go, no one else is having this problem. Well, I will tell you, I was bathroom mapping for years. I mean, I had, you know, 5 kids in 5 years. And so I feel like that is the reason why I had some issues. But as you said, I mean, it's kind of all over the board. One of my daughters who is, you know, in younger, she has kind of the same, you know, issues going on that you say can get age group. But, you know, I personally had to take, I remember one of my girlfriends talking, she's like, hey, when you run, when you do jumping jacks, you know, is this a problem? I go, yeah, kind of. And she's like, well, I had a bladder lift, you know, a mesh put in a hand years ago, and this is how it works. I'm like, okay. So I waited about 5 years, and then I went in and had that surgery. And it, you know, it's extremely, takes a bit to get back from. 6 weeks is not just, I mean, it's about a whole year by the time you're done, like really making sure your strength is back, and that, you know, that everything's kind of settled in. So that was it was an invasive surgery for sure. And so when I heard about your product, I think, gosh, if I would have known about this, I wouldn't have had to go through that whole surgical process. Maybe I still would have had to, but at least to give this a try would have been, you know, I think a better kind of start. And here's the one thing, as you know, there's a ton of, you know, kind of Kegel products out there. You know, tell people exactly what the YarLap is, like what it comes, you know, comes with. There's a box. It's super cute. By the way, I love the little flower on it when you open the box. It's very cute. Tell people what comes in the box and then kind of how you use it. Because most people are like, hey, I can do that for free. That's the first thing one of my friends said, I can do that for free. I'm like, how often do you do it for free? And she's like, never. Like, exactly. So tell us about what the product is physically, and then what the thought process is around using it.
Right. So the YarLap comes in a box. Everything that you need is in that box: battery, lubricant, the control system, and the part that goes inside of your vagina. So it's really ready to go as soon as you get it at your doorstep. And that was the reasoning behind it, is we don't want you to wait to take that control for your wellness. It's right there, ready to go. And the YarLap, you insert it like a tampon, turn it on, pick the program that's right for you, and then you pick the contraction level, so that muscle movement that's comfortable for you, and that's it. The YarLap does everything else for you. And we're really proud of what we do because it does everything for you. You're not sitting there wondering, am I using the right muscles? Am I doing it for the right amount of time? Am I, you know, doing the work rest pattern that I am supposed to be doing? Am I doing too little? Am I doing too much? And the YarLap just takes all of that guesswork, throws it out the window, and does everything for you, which for me is fantastic, because that's one less thing that I have to worry about in my day. Am I doing the correct Kegel workout? Am I doing the right pelvic floor workout? Don't have to think about it. Just does it all for me, and I can focus on something else. I can even multitask if I would like to.
Tightening. Well, it's putting. Tell us exactly what it's doing then.
So the YarLap is a neuromuscle electrostimulation device, an NMES device. So what it does is it sends a signal into your pelvic floor muscles to do the exercises for you, whether they are to do the workout that we associate commonly with Kegel exercises, or if it's to kind of help relax them, bring that blood flow, bring that respiration in. The Yara Lab has programs for both of those.
Okay. So, and I think that, again, that's the thing, is it just, it does it automatically. And knowing your settings, as you said, you just can kind of pick the setting. Is there like a certain one you should start out on? Is there, you know, build up to it? A little bit about that.
No. So the Yara Lab comes to you ready to go, right? And one of those is just a preset setting. So all the programs are already preset for you. You just have to find the one that's comfortable for you.
But how do you find that, I guess, is my question. Like, how do you know?
That's so the Yara Lab treats like stress, urge, and mixed incontinence. And there's a different pattern. So a different work rest ratio of, you know, anywhere between 3 to 8 seconds of like holding it, relaxing it, holding it, relaxing it. Cause you don't want to be clenched for 20 minutes straight. You really don't want to do that. You don't want to like just sit there and hold it and clench. You never wanted to do that. So it's all about this work rest pattern that is comfortable for you. And every woman, it's hard for me to just sit here and tell you exactly what programs to use because everyone's vagina is different. Everyone has a different sensation. Sure. And so that's the beauty in the Yara Lab, is that you get to customize that sensation, that feeling, because some people are going to have a lower setting. And it doesn't necessarily mean that they have a weaker pelvic floor, but everybody, again, everyone's comfort is different. So you can't, for us, we wanted to make it customizable. We didn't want to have like a level situation where, you know, you only have a few settings and then that's it. Right. So the Yara Lab is very customizable for your vagina and for your comfort and your pelvic floor. All of that is taken into consideration, I believe.
So tell me in regards to, so obviously the Kegel part of this is the contraction release part, mm-hmm. and it helps with the incontinence, but it also helps with sexual confidence. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So everybody has probably seen the clickbait. I know I have, and I have fallen for it, where they tell you to do like this one exercise to be fire in the bedroom, to light your world on fire. And it always leads back to the Kegel exercises, right? And they're telling you to do these and you're sitting there going, okay, I can do that when I'm at a bar or at a restaurant or just sitting there. And maybe you're trying to do them right now.
And actually, I kind of am, just FYI. I was like, I feel bad not trying.
So if you're thinking about the last time you had an orgasm and you had a pulse feeling, a pull up feeling, that is actually your pelvic floor muscles contracting. It's also the same muscles that are contracting during a Kegel exercise. So your body kicks into muscle memory and goes, okay, I know how to do this exercise. I can do it very well. Do it stronger, better, faster. And when you do these exercises and you do them correctly, that's the key word in here is correctly. Mm-hmm. Most women do not do Kegel exercises correctly. They'll use part of it, or they'll use their rear ends, or they'll use their abs or their thighs. They just won't engage the entire pelvic floor or part of it, or sometimes not even at all. And they have that signal disconnect. Mm-hmm. If you're not doing the exercise correctly, like any other exercise with any other body part, if you're not doing the form correctly, you're not getting the benefits of it, or you're getting partial benefit. And so with these Kegel exercises, when you're doing them properly and you're doing that pull up feeling, when you have an orgasm, your clitoris runs right along your pelvic floor muscles. So when you do engage in an orgasm, your body kicks in and goes, we know how to do this. We know how to do it amazingly well. And all of a sudden you have a better response to the orgasm. Everybody's always thinking, you know, is that like super uncomfortable? No, it really isn't. Cause we don't talk about this. We don't really sit down and talk about the orgasm or anything like that. When we're talking about the Yara Lab, it's just like running any other business.
Right.
But when I was growing up, my dad, again, medical device engineer, was adamant about calling body parts by their appropriate name. We didn't have, you know, pet names for anything. You know, your butt wasn't your tushy. It was your rear end or your gluteus maximus or your butt. Your vagina, penis, a penis. And granted, we never really talked about that because that would be very odd. But when we started doing stuff with the Yara Lab, it wasn't weird because I already knew all these names correctly. And it was never uncomfortable. It was never weird. When I got my period, it was actually my dad who I went to, and I was like, I think I'm dying. I'm bleeding. And I don't know what's going on. He's like, oh no, that's your menstrual cycle. You're menstruating. It's fine. And he did the cutest thing in the entire world. He went to our Kroger and bought one of every tampon and one of every pad and bought one bag or box of each and came home with, like, I'm not kidding, it was like 6 bags.
Oh my
and
God.
He was like, try one of these. Theoretically, one of them will work. Goodbye. Okay, that's fine. And I don't know if anybody else's dad, I know that from my friend group, none of the dads were like that, where it was just kind of part of your growing up and it just happens. Mm-hmm. And it happens, you know, your period happened.
So you started a young relationship, like when you were young, you started the relationship of kind of openness, and it was, like you said, almost medical in some way. So it doesn't.
Yeah, like it was just parts are parts. And yeah. there's no difference between, you know, your pelvic floor, your vagina, your mons pubis, whatever, mm-hmm. versus your rear end or your foot or your hands or your head. It's just a body part. And if something is wrong with it, you try to fix it. Either go to a doctor or something and try to fix it. And mm-hmm. there should be no shame or stigma around that. And I'm very grateful that I grew up with that idea of there's zero shame when it comes to your body. Go, if something's wrong, go get it fixed.
Yeah. Go just talk to someone about it.
Yeah.
Talk to exactly. others. And, you know, thank gosh, the internet. Now we can Google and figure things out and then go talk to, you know. Well, I mean, do I want to go to the doctor right away? I do, but I don't know about you, but I kind of like having an idea, like maybe, you know, maybe
right. it's having some backup points, mm-hmm. having some backup points where you're like, well, this is why I feel this way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's nothing like that relationship when you're younger to be able to start and open that, you know, conversation with someone and feel good. I mean, and there's a big difference. I mean, I love my mom and dad, but it was really like, that wasn't even talked about, but with my girls, I mean, they're literally shouting, I have to go get tampons. I'm like, okay, like go to the store. Like, so it's an extreme difference between, you know, conversation and the way that we, you know, we have it in our household. I think it's important for everyone to realize whether you have one or the other or somewhere in between, that just starting to, if you feel like you have this problem, take the time to do a little research, take the time to start talking to others and seeing what, you know, what they're seeing, what they're doing. It's, you're not the only one, put it that way. You're not the only one in the world who might be having, you know, some of these issues. And talking about that, you know, younger, older, you know, conversations in between, you know, what are the age you said, you know, obviously we know from pregnancies or stress or strain that can stretch the pelvic floor. You know, that's an easy one. Age and gravity, obviously that's an easy one. You know, tell us a little bit about the younger generation. I mean, I know it can start as young as like 15, 16, having, you know, the weaker, is it a genetic thing or is that, you know, tell us about that.
Yeah, so I'm not a licensed healthcare professional, so I can't diagnose, but
right.
In the vein
of your knowledge base, what you know.
Yeah, right? Of my knowledge base right now, repetitive motion is a really big one. So runners, people who do excessive jumping jacks, for instance, trampolining, weirdly, parachuting, that repetitive motion and that impact can cause weakening of the pelvic floor muscles because it's constantly jiggling around that muscle. And kind of, if you're not working to counterbalance that, weakening of the pelvic floor could lead to this, right? And I think a lot of people have a misunderstanding that just because, you know, you're fit doesn't necessarily mean everything is fantastic, hunky-dory. And a lot of people who are runners, avid runners, marathon runners especially, have a high rate of urinary incontinence, involuntary leakage, because that repetitive motion over time does impact the strength and tone of those muscles. So we do have a lot of people who are, you know, basketball players, runners, gymnasts, all who are in phenomenal shape, but their pelvic floors are weakened because it's an under-discussed group. Sometimes they don't even know that those group of muscles even exist, and they don't know right. how to engage them, or they've never been engaged in general. So I think it's not just you know, your age or your activity level, but I think it comes down to, do you even know that these muscles exist? And do you know how to tone them properly? Because a lot of times the answer is no, we just never talked about it. And we don't talk about it until, you know, we're peeing our pants when we laugh, sneeze, or cough. And I think that that's a big, big thing where we need to talk about these, because weakening of your pelvic floor can start, you know, in your 20s. And by the time you're in your 30s, self-initiated Kegel exercises might be really, really difficult or impossible for you to do. And that's okay. That's fine. But have the knowledge and the resources and the tools to fix it. It's not something that once you have it, you're screwed.
Right.
You know, that's just the way that your body is now. That's the way you have to live. No, 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 no. Don't ever let anybody say that to you. Never read the comment section, right? It's not true. You just need to have the proper resources and tools to help fix that issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, so let me ask this, and just hypothetically, let's say I'm 20-ish and I'm feeling, like you said, running, whatever sport I'm in, or just maybe it's just, is it like working your body out where, you know, if you get it in shape, it can be like really in good shape. And then if you stop, it can go back. I mean, again, I always equate like those people that are really super in shape. That's not, they only have to work out a couple times a week because it's just, you know, going in the gym and getting where I'm like every day of the week. But point being is that, you know, is it once you get it in shape, you can kind of just maintain it? Is that the thought behind it?
Yeah. So once you get, you know, your treatment, you can go into maintenance and you don't have to use it so frequently. You can use it, you know, once a week, once every other week, whatever you want to do, just to make sure that you keep that tone where it should be. And that actually brings me to like a totally separate vein. You know, don't ever self-diagnose is a big thing for us, because when it comes to the pelvic floor muscles, you can be really, really weak, or you can be too toned. You can be too tight. Mm-hmm. And if you're too tight, you can also have involuntary leakage. You can also have urinary incontinence. And that's when you want to go and talk to your doctor before you do anything, really. And again, this is so important for this conversation, because it's really hard. We don't have the luxury of being able to see these muscles in action, right? Mm-hmm. They're isolated. They're inside of us. And if we have a two-toned of a hyper, if we have hyper-toned muscles, doing a Kegel exercise to tighten a tightened muscle is not going to do you any benefit. It's not going to do you any good. You want to learn how to relax those muscles. Mm-hmm. And the YARLAB does have programs for that, but you want to make sure from, you know, your physical therapist, your physician, your OB, whomever it is, your gynecologist, whomever it is, that you check out the tone of your pelvic floor, because a Kegel exercise, a big myth surrounding it is that it is a one-size-fits-all exercise. It's not. If you have too tight of a muscle, it can actually go in the opposite direction. You don't want to be tightening a tightened muscle. So it's really important to figure out where exactly on this spectrum you are, so you can get that tone that you really, really desire, that your body needs, and you get it appropriately.
Go see the doctor first.
Yeah, go see your doctor. Go see your pelvic floor therapist. Go see somebody who is a licensed medical professional, and figure out where your tone is. The YARLAB is over the counter, but you want to make sure that when you're using it, you're getting the full benefit of it. And so again, don't self-diagnose. I know that having a doctor is a luxury. It really is. But for the pelvic floor muscles, it is extremely important to figure out where exactly you fall on the spectrum. Are you too tight? Have your muscles completely atrophied? Where are we on this? And how do we get to that perfect middle ground? Kind of like Goldilocks and the three bears. How do we get it just right? Mm-hmm. And I think that that's super important.
Well, and so to that point, I guess my next question would be, so you're maintaining it. You're, like you said, once you kind of get in shape, you can maintain it. Once you understand it, you can, you know, go through the exercise and you can maintain it, which all sounds lovely. When you and I were talking the other day, I said, there's a little bit of commitment to this. I mean, the one thing about Kegels, and I'm just going to throw it out there, is you could literally sit and just do it where you are. am I going to do it? No, I don't. I hardly ever do it. So there's a commitment to this, but you had a cool story. No, I say it's commitment. It's not like, you know, hours and hours, but you can kind of multitask with this, which I love. Tell there's a story you had of someone who had was flying quite a bit and found a way to multitask. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have women who are using it all over the place, and they will call into us and tell us crazy stories. And I love it. Like, I thrive off of this, right? And I'm cracking up because I have this woman on the phone with me, and she is telling me that she's an avid flyer and she can sneak the Yarlap into her routine as she's flying coast to coast, because after liftoff, she goes and takes her Yarlap into the bathroom, inserts it, turns it on, walks back to her seat. After 20 minutes or after 40 minutes, whatever she wants, it's done. And she's completed her whole workout and they're ready to land. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, she's using this on a plane out in the open and no one knows. And I thought that was so brilliant. I mean, I could not come up with a better testament of how discreet the Yarlap could be, except that, like, if you have the ability to just take it on a plane and use it while you're sitting next to people.
Yeah. Right. Well, as long as you're not bothered by it. Right.
Yeah.
And she wasn't. So that's,
and she was just like, it's great. I get my workout done and it's fantastic. Over here, I'm cracking up because I'm using it, you know, in my bedroom before I go to bed while I'm watching TV. And she's just using it
in, yeah, the open,
out in the airport. And I'm thinking, that's go you.
Go for it. Yeah.
That's amazing. Right.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, there's people have shame. And like you said, you know, I'm doing jumping jacks or whatever, and there's an issue, but you know, that becomes such an issue. You kind of start hiding, you know, like we said, start hiding it. If you're going to do this and you're going to go the other way, you know, you shouldn't have to hide it. Should we really, I mean, you know, I guess there's a lot of privacy and kind of one way or the other, but you know, we can be proud of those, the confidence that it's going to bring, right? Just to have that stronger pelvic floor for multiple reasons. Now, tell us, this is FDA cleared, right? Tell us about that.
Yes. So we are FDA cleared, which means we are FDA cleared to treat female urinary incontinence. We are a bona fide medical device at your home to treat urinary incontinence. So if your doctor, whomever, has said, you know, try doing Kegel exercises, really take a look into us, because again, FDA cleared, it's a big deal. The FDA kind of gave us this stamp that says, okay. And it's really hard to do. Like I said at the beginning, it's not something that we woke up with, rolled out of bed and said, we're going to be a pelvic floor exercise device that treats bladder leaks. We're going to do that. And all of a sudden it happens a few months later. This was something that took years of work, years of design, clinicals. It took a long time to get here. And we're very proud of being able to say that we are FDA cleared.
That's great. That's amazing. Well, and that's confidence for sure to the user.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like you were talking about, you took years to get here. Is this your dream career, or what is this, what you thought you'd be doing?
No, it's not at all what I thought I would be doing. I thought that I was going to be working for like an NGO on women's rights. So I guess not too far off.
Right.
But I never, if you would have told undergraduate Mary Ellen that this is what she would be doing, I would have laughed in her face and said, yeah, okay. Never thought that this would be where I'm at. I am incredibly grateful that this is where I'm at, because I'm usually a very outspoken individual, which, and I love to talk about women and women's health. So I think that this goes very well, because this is an area where you can't be shy and bashful.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that is not talked about. So you have to have that confidence to stand up and say, hey, you want to talk about my vagina? You want to talk about my pelvic floor? And I never thought that that would be I would never be in a position for that. But I am incredibly grateful that I am, that I found this this avenue because I really love what I do. I really, really love what I do.
That's great. That's great to hear.
Here's one thing. I'll just
throw this out there. Mary Ellen.
What name?
Oh, Mary Ellen. But
you said you have to be willing to talk about multiple topics.
I mean, from all over the place. So it's really, it does get intimate for people, but you obviously have confidence in. So what's next for you and the company, Yarlap? Are there other things coming out? I know you're in this area of medical devices. Do you have?
Not that we can share, but we do have some really fun things coming along. Very fun activities to kind of get people really aware and interactive with the pelvic floor. Because again, I think that there are so many different things that we don't know about these muscles where you don't want to talk to people about it. And the beauty of social media, I think, is that you do get to have a little bit of touch of being anonymous. You don't really necessarily, you can hide behind that screen. And for something that is a little bit more touchy subject, like the pelvic floor, like vaginal health, like intimacy, wellness, any of that, you get to learn about it behind a screen. And I think a lot of people find that very comforting. Mm-hmm. So when it does come to being anonymous on social media, usually I'm very against that and I because of trolls. But in this vein, with what we're about to, with what we got coming down the pipeline, I think it's going to be really great because we're going to be able to be interactive with people who might not normally do so in a face-to-face group setting.
Yeah, no, that's great. What I was going to say, the one thing I love is as I follow your socials and kind of look at people making comments, you know, the ones that have used the product have, you know, I love this product. You know, they're very vocal and you're right. They probably did sit behind the screen for quite some time and just, is this their product for me? How do I, you know, and now you've given them enough confidence to come out and say, I love this product. So that's great. Congratulations on helping empower the conversation around women's sexual wellness. It takes a strong person to do that. So thank you. So at Urban U, we have every year we come up with an overarching theme and we divide it into quarters. And each quarter is, you know, first quarter was Aspire. And this third quarter is Discover the field.
Discover more about products out there.
Discover more yourself and who you are and what's important. And you know, I always relate it to the airlines. You know how they say, like, put your air mask on first and then you can help others. You know, when you're bathroom mapping, right. You have lack of self-confidence because of your sexual wellness and all these other things, you know, you don't have the confidence. You can't go out and help others or do things that are really important to you. So discovering, like for people to take that time to discover, like this is an issue for me and I need to discover and figure it out. So hopefully people take the time. I know they will. They'll take time to come find you. How do they find you? What's the best way for people to connect with you?
The best way for people to come and connect with us is go to the website, look around. If you've got questions, email us, call us. We're happy to talk and chat. Also, Instagram is a great tool as well. Facebook as well. I think that Instagram is a lot more fun, but that's just my personal opinion. And you can find us on our website at yarlap.com. And our Instagram is at yarlap_OTC. And Facebook is Yarlap OTC.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate your time, Mary Ellen, and look forward to being a commenter on there saying this is awesome. So I can't wait to try the product and look forward to doing more together.
Yes, absolutely. I'm really, really excited.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of The Beauty Standard by Urban U. This podcast is here to inspire, support, and deliver what you need to hear today to continue on your wellness journey. Check out our Instagram at The Urban U or website www.theurbanu.com. If you love today's episode, we'd love for you to leave a review and share. Thanks! Go on Instagram and follow us for more skincare education, giveaways, and how to get the best values for the products that you love. At UI for me.